Oh, absolutely. I mean, you get a taste of it last night, and it just makes you're upset that the season's over, but it's kind of surreal to get that experience last night, and definitely excited to work hard this summer and come back next fall and get it going here.
You did mention it was a dream for you. Did it live up to everything you thought it might be growing up and then playing in college and then coming to the National?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the emotions there. I went down to get a coffee before the bus there, and I came up back to the room with Johnny, and I was just like, yeah, like we're here, we're ready to go, and some nerves and stuff, but it was, I'll never forget last night. It was a privilege and an honor to get to play, and a night I'll never forget.
You worked the corners, tied up some players. Do you think your style of play, I guess, matches up with the identity that looks like this team has?
Well, Coach said that he likes his team to be the hardest working team in the league, and that's something I take pride in. I like to go out there and put it all on the line every shift, and so I think in that aspect I fit in pretty well. But I'm going to go back this summer, and there's some things I need to work on, and come in ready for training camp.
You're a senior. What do you got left for school?
Actually, I have 3 classes left. I fly home tomorrow, and I have night class. So I don't know. I might take the option on it tomorrow night, get a little rest. But gonna make mom happy and get that degree.
Did you have to do 3 classes while you're over here?
Actually, I have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday off from class, so I might miss a couple tomorrow. But like I said, I think the teacher should understand.
You'll be able to get a note from the coaching staff explaining your absence.
Yeah, no, they're. BC's been great about the whole thing, and with regionals we missed like 4 days, I think, and they're really understanding and they're great, and then they make accommodations for the guys, so I'm very thankful for all the help they've given me here.
What were the vets like with you and Johnny? You know, what did they say to you kind of thing as you prepared for that big moment that you guys had, or did they say much?
Everyone's been great. I'm just, for example, like yesterday me and Johnny were just kind of sitting at a pregame meal by ourselves, and Mike Camilleri came over and sat down with us, and we kind of just shot it. He went to Michigan, he's a college guy. He talked about his days at Michigan, and he just told us to go out there and play our game. And when you have a veteran like that come over and just talk to you and kind of settle you down, it really helps out a ton.
How and cool was that with a guy like Mike Camilleri comes over to a couple of rookies kind of thing?
Oh, it's you don't really expect it, so when you come over, it really means a ton. It's kind of hard to put into words, but I mean, it really calms you down, and you really take in and listen to everything he has to say, and because he's been through it all before, so it was great. And that's just one example. The entire team, the whole locker room, has been great, and I really appreciate everything they've done.
There's a lot of guys in this locker room that made the transition from the college ranks to the NHL successfully. What kind of advice have you been given for how to make the most out of this summer so you can come to training camp and really give it your all?
Well, I know everyone's been talking training camps. It's not easy, and nothing's going to be given to us. So we just got to go back and work hard all summer. I know the things I need to work on, and I'm excited. Like I said before, I'm hungry to get back, and I'm excited to come up, and I got to earn my spot on the team, and that's my goal for the summer.
Ben Hanowski, when he came in from St. Cloud State, said at the end of last year that he learned so much about what he had to do to prepare for his first year as a pro. Mm-hmm. He only had 3 days. His body shape, he said that his diet was different, his workout regimen was different, everything was different. Do you feel like you have to change kind of the things you've done as a U.S. college star to play pro hockey?
Definitely easy to see. The game's so much faster, and I know the thing I really want to work on this summer is foot speed. Even that split second, everything, just you need to be ready a split second faster for everything. And like I said, probably the most thing I was most surprised about was just how big everyone is. Like the Sedin brothers, I didn't know they were so big. And so you get out there and you see everyone, and it's just kind of like you got to go back and work hard and get bigger and stronger and faster.
Awesome. Any of the guys play any jokes on you as rookies?
No, I was a little nervous about that. No, 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 no dances, no songs, anything like that. You know, just kind of stay quiet. You know, I don't want to take anyone's seat on the plane or the bus or anything. So, I think the only thing that happened is we got to Vancouver, me and Johnny were the first ones off the bus, and we had to wait at the elevator. We almost jumped in, but some of the guys told us to wait, and so no, it's been good.
Did they do the trick on you?
Nope, nothing. Yeah,
where
thankful.
Did you just sit on the plane?
I think we were the first ones there on the when we got in on Thursday, Friday. So I think we took someone's seat there. But we were the last. We made sure we were the last ones on last night, so found whatever seat was open.